some qualification about new items going through standing committees.
Summer to the staff.
You know,
okay.
I agree with you, Teresa. Like I said, 90 to 95% of the time. It's just that I believe that there are exceptions. And I want to have some way to deal with those exceptions.
I appreciate
And that's where I'm coming from.
Summer's.
Okay, thank you.
Summer's next.
Yeah, thanks. I think we're dealing with
Let's try to be brief, everybody.
Okay. I think we're dealing somewhat with apples and oranges. A lot of what has jacked around our schedule this year have not been things that were time sensitive. We're not things that were responding to stuff happening in the moment or nationally or in any way qualified as special motions, but were merely stuff that had been on the agenda for a while that someone wanted to prioritize above other things on the agenda, sometimes for reasons other than their time sensitivity. And I think there needs to be some recognition of that, in that there's one thing to be moving things around because you just want your thing heard sooner versus something which, frankly, there's no committee to send it to, or if it does get sent to committee, will have grown stale and old by the time it comes back and will no longer be relevant for the board to even address, or has a deadline which is coming up quickly and needs to be addressed. And these, they're of a different character in terms of why people are moving things around on the agenda. I mean, a lot of this could simply be dealt with by people not voting on political lines to support people and moving stuff around that doesn't need to be moved. And that's, again, a matter of willpower. We're spending a lot of time now trying to decide how to deal with it. And there are things which, frankly, if referred, will be irrelevant by the time they come back or their deadline will have passed. So, and the thing about, I'm happy with setting deadlines.
Well, remember right now we're talking about Tracy's amendment.
Well, and I tend to agree with Tracy because I think there are things for which sometimes you will need to have a longer discussion period, and they may not be – there aren't too many, but I do think we should be able to overrule our own standing rule if necessary. But a lot of it comes down to having an agreement to adhere to the agenda as put forward unless there's a darn good reason to do otherwise. And the thing with people being heard on agenda items, well, that's just out of fairness. We have an unduly large board, and that means it takes longer on items than we wish it would. So I'm done.
Bill,
this is Bill. Let me just say,
This is me. I repeat, when you say I would like to put the hours item on the agenda, we just quickly say I would like to place it as number 7 for 5 minutes. You voted yes or no to get it on the agenda. You don't debate the item. You ask to put it on the agenda. That's what takes up a lot of time.
Good point. Okay. Well, about Tracy's amendment. Very good. We need to decide that. I understand Tracy's concern, but I don't think we need that. I think it's way too easy already for people to get 2/3 vote to extend time on almost everything we talk about. So if it's urgent and important, I don't think it would be too hard to get 2/3 vote to extend time. And the reason it takes 2/3, if you remember correctly, because we're essentially suspending the rules. Robert says it takes 2/3 vote to do that. So I'm not looking it up, but I don't think it'd be a problem with Robert's rules. Just if we wanted to suspend this new standing rule, if we approve it, then we just have to get a 2/3 vote. And I think that's possible. I think that would take care of the exceptions that Tracy's concerned about. Okay, other discussion on Tracy's amendment?
I want to say something.
Teresa, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to vote no on both of these. I'm sorry I even got into this. Because the way we have to do roll call on everything, we're just encouraging people to do, add 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then we end up in a roll call, and we end up with spending more time than we had to start with. If we don't send this to some sort of smaller group to give it some thought, I'm just going to vote for. I'm going to vote it down. I'm going to attempt to vote down both of these things. I don't think it's the answer. But thanks for giving this some discussion.
Okay. Can we go ahead and vote on Tracy's amendment?
Yes, I call the question.
Okay.
Can Tracy try to repeat her amendment again?
Okay. My amendment is that the standing rule that someone actually worded it better than I did.
I said that the standing rule can be voted down by the majority vote of the PNB.
For the session in question.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Period. That's the amendment.
Okay. Are we ready for that? Can we do call the roll? And you can keep count, Teresa. It's hard for me to do both. Okay, so yes is for Tracy's amendment, just the amendment only. And then we'll vote on the main motion, whether amended or not, afterwards. Okay, Teresa?
No.
Nia?
No.
Lydia?
Yes.
Arlene?
I'm sorry. Passed.
Okay. Afia? Okay. Kimmery, did you join the call? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Summer?
I'll support Tracy, yes.
Okay. Tracy?
Yes.
LaVarin?
Oh, I abstain.
And Bill, I'll vote no.
I'm sorry, Bill. Am I supposed to be keeping track? I didn't have a little list of these people.
Afia passed? No, if Arlene passed? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I passed.
I think that it's 4-3 no.
If I understand it correctly, Allen said no, Bediako said no, Wangaza said yes, Summer said yes.
I wasn't there.
Summer said yes.
Okay. Engelhart said pass. Then Rosenberg said yes, and I don't know when we get to Brezon.
Brezon said yes. Bill said no.
There's no response from Afia. Did you vote, Afia? We didn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, Afia. Go ahead.
I do vote yes.
Okay.
That's yes as majority as opposed to two-thirds. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. It's to add Tracy's amendment. Okay. And Arlene, did you want to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. So I believe that passes. Is that correct? Is that 5-3? Do you have that,
yeah,
Tracy?
I think so.
Okay. So can we go ahead and vote on that?
I'm sorry. The three no's were Allen, Bediako, and?
Crozier.
Me.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Does LaVarin
Okay, so.
LaVarin abstained.
I abstained.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, can we go ahead and vote on the amended motion then? Can you read it back for us again, Teresa?
That a standing rule be passed that agenda approval will be limited to no more than 20 minutes each for executive and open sessions, and that the standing rule can be voted down by majority vote of the PNB for the session in question.
Okay. Is there any objections to the amended motion?
I'm sorry. Could you
I'm sorry. What was the vote on that?
Okay. You want to repeat the motion?
Please.
Teresa?
What are you asking for?
Oh, could you just repeat the amended motion, please? Just read it.
The amended okay. That a standing rule be passed that the agenda, that the agenda approval be limited to no more than 20 minutes for each for executive and open sessions, and that the standing rule can be voted down by the majority vote of the PNB for the session in question.
Okay. Are there any objections to the amended motion that Teresa just read?
I object.
Okay. Well, let's call the roll again. Okay. Teresa Allen
is no.
Mia Bediaco?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Arlene Engelhart?
Yes.
Afia Wangaza?
No.
Kimmery Orndorff, are you here? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Summer Reese?
I'm going to abstain on this.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
LeVarne Williams?
I abstain.
And Bill, I will vote yes. Who passed?
I passed. I'll vote yes.
Okay. So I count, I believe it's 4 yes, 3 no. Is that correct? And 1 abstain? Okay. So that will be a part of the coordinating committee report.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the count one more time, Mr. Chair?
Well, I believe it was 4 yes, 3 no, 1 abstain.
Mr. Chair, can you read the yeses, please?
Well, I was trying to write them down. Let's see. Nia, Arlene, Bill, and Tracy? Is that right? No's were Teresa, Lydia, and Afia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I have.
Okay. Well, let me just, I don't want to beat this item to death, but I'd like to encourage us, maybe we can talk to our colleagues on the board and encourage them to not vote to extend time so much. And if something really needs more discussion, I think we should just be sending stuff back to committees. That's the place where we should be able to talk about things more. And if people haven't read the motion or haven't had questions about it, they ought to just vote to send it back to the committee or abstain, rather than asking over and over again the same questions that were brought up in committee in great length. That's my opinion. And we should encourage our committee chairs to give reports that would maybe have a little more background if it looks like the motion might be need more information. Would that help, do you think?
You don't want to know what I think. So.
Mr. Chair?
Thanks for asking.
Bill?
Okay. Yes. Lydia?
Yeah, now that we're through with this item, I had, I guess it was a motion to form an ad hoc committee or a working group to deal with special issue resolutions.
Okay. Right, that's a good idea. Yeah, I forgot about that. Is there any objections to having an ad hoc committee that?
But what are we going to call? What is this? Say that one more time to deal.
So the issue that you raised, Teresa.
Yes.
About the special issue motions that continue to come up is how to handle them. So that this the working group can make a recommendation to coordinating.
And the people on that would be?
Anyone who wants to be, but I'd like to be on it. You should be on it. You raised it, and whoever else wants to join in.
Well, let me ask, in the meantime, can we keep the time limits relatively short on the agenda? I mean, I realize the P&B can always extend time, but let's try to keep each committee report and other item relatively short, and then if people have questions, they can ask them. Hopefully before the meeting. Would that work? Is it worth trying?
We're already short now, Bill, on the except for when I have something coming out of personnel. They're usually pretty short.
Well, or just encourage people to stop extending time over and over again. I don't know.
You're just talking to us here. You know, there's a larger body out there, too. When you make up the agenda,
yeah.
You put the time limits on there, and then you're going to need... Okay. Two-thirds to extend those time limits.
Okay, well, Summer, you want to say something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is Lydia proposing? Is some committee to do what? I'm not looking to be in on any more meetings, but are we talking about time-sensitive issues and how to deal with those? I just missed exactly what the topic matter was there, please.
Yes, time Teresa on the staff.
Yeah, okay, Teresa.
She called it special issue motions, and I think she is speaking of social conditions or political situations that are time sensitive, that we're taking a position on special issues.
Thank you. Well, I would like to be in on that discussion. Hopefully it's not a committee that has to go on forever.
Okay, so you're volunteering for the ad hoc committee. Well, let me first, is there any objections to forming that ad hoc committee? It sounds like it could probably discuss what I was bringing up.
This is Tracy. No, except that we have so many committees at this point. I don't know if it's going to help. And part of the reason we can't get through our committee reports is that we keep adding committees. So there's more and more
all
the time.
Okay, this is a subcommittee. This is a subcommittee for this committee, right? Is that what you're talking about, Lydia?
That's right. Yes.
This is Arlene. If there's going to be such a committee, I'd like to be an ex officio member.
Thank you, Arlene.
Or an official member, whatever, but one way or another, I'd like to participate in that.
It's a working group, isn't it? We were talking about a working group.
That's correct.
Yeah, you could be a full member of it, I think. You're a member of this committee, anyway.
Yeah.
And this is a subcommittee or working group of this committee, right?
Right.
Is that right, Lydia?
That's correct.
So if I put ad hoc committee, I can just put in parentheses working group of the coordinating committee?
That's correct.
Okay, so who do you have? Who wants to be on it? Arlene, Lydia,
Teresa.
You can put me down.
Summer, Bill, and the whole committee.
I have no need to be on it.
Bravo.
Okay.
Brazil,
and we can coordinate the date by the email.
Yeah, okay.
Lydia, will you convene?
Okay, thanks. So we can...
Pardon?
Will you convene it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia.
So, no...
All right. Ready to move on to the next item on the agenda?
Did you ask whether there was any objection to that now?
I think I did already. There was no objection, right? Okay. Thank you. Let's see. So the next agenda item is review dates for the November PNB meetings. If you look at the calendar, only November 10th is on the calendar. We several months ago when we were setting up the recommended dates, we were trying to avoid Thanksgiving. And I think we decided for that reason just to have, at least for now, only that continuation meeting on Thursday, November 10th. Is that still what we have to do, or do we want to try to add in a regular meeting sometime in November?
I think we should stick to the 10th personally and only do it if we have to. Decide then.
Yeah, and let me bring up also for December, you know, we have... Well, the regular date we had, which would have normally been a continuation meeting, is on the 8th, the second Thursday. But we also scheduled in a meeting on the 1st to deal with the bylaws amendments. And then we might, if we have time, we could do other things. So those are just 1 week apart. And then with the holidays at the end of the month, I'm guessing people won't want to meet at the end of the month. So we may be meeting the first two Thursdays in December anyway. Does that sound reasonable?
Point of information?
Well, this is
Nia.
Like,
Teresa first and then Nia.
Are you saying that we have a meeting scheduled for November the 3rd?
Let me go back. The 10th.
Well, you said something about to discuss the bylaws amendments the first Thursday, which is November
first
the
3rd. First Thursday of December.
December
1st.
I'm sorry.
Not November.
Okay. Thank you.
We set that date at the Washington meeting.
Okay. That is a PNB. What kind of meeting is that on December 1st?
It's the full PNB, and it's the first item on the agenda will be the bylaws amendments.
All right. Thank you for that assistance.
But we could cover other things after that if we get through them and still have any time left over, I guess. So Mike, this kind of relates to November. Do we want to schedule in another meeting in November or just leave it at December, November 10th?
I think we should leave it and then see what happens. But when you get back to December, Bill, please remember that I'd like to say something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Right, go ahead, Nia.
Yes.
I guess we can talk about November or December. Go ahead.
Right. For the December 8th meeting, the board passed the ED evaluation process. And for that meeting during the executive session, I want us to remember that's when we discuss the report with the executive director. That's the December 8th meeting. That should be an executive session.
Okay.
Just want to remind folks about that.
Okay. So we may have a lot to talk about December 1st and 8th just because of the bylaws and that. I don't know, that might not take a lot of time for the ED evaluation, but it's hard to say. Okay, so to get back to November then, is it okay just to plan on only a meeting on November 10th, which would presumably be a continuation meeting for the meeting next week? And then it looks like that in turn is going to be a continuation of the last two meetings.
Bill?
Yeah, Lydia?
Okay, how many continuation meetings can we have? I mean, what constitutes a continuation meeting? I mean, theoretically, our agenda could take us 3 years, but isn't there some specific criteria? I mean, at some point, don't you have to have a new meeting?
I'm wondering the same thing. I don't know. Anybody know?
Well, we should probably look it up before we notice.
I can look it up. If you guys want, I'll look up in Roberts whether, yeah, I mean, the next meeting is a continuation meeting next week. And one after that should be a new meeting. I'll look it up.
Yeah, because I think we ran into this before the last time I was on the board.
I'll look into it.
The one next week would not have been a continuation meeting, except last week we decided to make it that way.
Well, I think we decided the in-person meeting at the next regular board meeting, and then last week we did that as well because we're trying to cut through some of this stuff. But I will look it up so we don't have endless continuation meetings if we should not be doing so, okay?
Yeah.
So if I understand this correctly, the November... that we're having a regular meeting on November 10th. December 1st, there's a bylaws amendment meeting, or a regular meeting with the bylaws amendment as a first item on the agenda. And Nia Bediako is reminding us that we need an executive session on what day?
December 8th.
That's our regularly scheduled meeting, which is December 8th for executive session.
Is that going to start? Does it start with an executive session?
I think we need to just. It shouldn't take the whole time, but I don't think we should have anything else planned. It didn't take that long last year, as I recall. Do you remember how long it took, Bill?
Right, it did take a whole lot of time. We have a coordinated committee meeting planned for Wednesday, November 30th. So we can discuss those details then. What was that?
Sorry, Bill.
Okay, and November 30th is the week after Thanksgiving. It's not the day before Thanksgiving. Okay, so it sounds like we're going to have a continuation meeting next Wednesday, then a meeting on the 10th. It sounds like we're not sure yet if it's going to be a continuation meeting or not.
This is Arlene.
Yeah, Arlene.
One of the things that needs to get on our agenda soon for discussion is setting the dates of the next in-person meeting.
Right, thank you.
Um, Another issue that needs to be put on is the, although I don't know whether it needs to come up in our regular, we're going to need to set up the process to interview and interview the candidates for affiliate directors.
All right. That has to be in December, right, for our bylaws as amended?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there a November nominations deadline?
November 15th.
Okay, November 15th is the nomination deadline. Okay, the PMV doesn't have to do anything for the nomination deadline, though, right?
I don't think so, but I think that we're going to have to, the PNB will have to schedule meetings to interview the candidates, and at some point we're going to have to notify the PNB of who the candidates are, send out the ballot, and they have to have it in by a certain time. Is there anything else that needs to be discussed in an open meeting about the affiliate directors?
This is Arlene.
Okay.
Yeah, Arlene?
It seems to me that we need to be sure that the word gets out to the affiliates that there, you know, is that an election is coming up and that a nominations need to be made by whatever the deadline is, if it's November 15th or 16th, whatever, and where they should send those.
Right. It needs to be early enough so that they have time to prepare it.
Exactly.
And time for the deadline.
I believe that Ursula has the forms to send out to all of the affiliates for nominations. I mean, the procedure.
Okay. Maybe that could be put on the website by November 1st or something like that, too.
I will put.
It should be before November 1st. It should be, actually it should have been started in October the 15th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sending an email right now to Ursula, Afia, and Heather, asking that they notify affiliates of the date of the timeline for nominations and voting.
Okay. I think something should be put on the Pacifica website, too, because
I was going to say, somebody needs to notify Otis to put something on the Pacifica website.
Yeah. But we need to have the wording in the notice and how to apply.
Yeah.
I guess it could be all that information that Ursula has, though, so that if somebody who's not on our email list but who's at one of the affiliate stations wants to apply, then we can tell them where to get the information.
Okay.
All right. It's not just the people on the mailing list that there would be eligible to apply, in other words.
Yes, true.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so back to setting the dates. So we have November 10th. It sounds like to me we should not make that a continuation meeting. We should just start over, and because there may be other like ED and CFO reports that we need to put on the agenda, and announcements, things like that, that need to go near the beginning of the agenda. Is that reasonable? I don't hear any objections, so.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I guess for November 10th, I suggest that we not make that a contention meeting. Anybody have a problem with that or question? Okay. And then we'll have a meeting. We'll have a coordinating committee meeting November 30th. And then we can discuss then more details about the two meetings in December. And do we want to go ahead and recommend now a date for the in-person meeting, as Arlene mentioned?
Ask a question?
Yeah, Arlene?
What is the deadline for both PNB, LSBs, and with the affiliates, it's a December meeting, so we'll know who that is. What's the deadline for PNB LS, or for Pacifica LSBs to select their PNB representative?
Well, the bylaws say December all the LSBs should elect their officers, and then those people are not eligible to be directors. And then the bylaws say in early January they should have a special delegates meeting to elect the directors for the PNB, and then that the in-person so-called annual meeting be in late January.
What I'd like,
and I'm just looking at
that, our LSBs tend not to have a meeting in early January, and so I would like to recommend that we make that meeting early February, so that we don't spend a fortune on airfares because people haven't been selected in time to give us 2 weeks to make a reservation 2 weeks ahead.
So is it a problem for a lot of the stations not to be able to meet in early January to do that?
Well, I'll put it this way. In the 2 years I've been here, it hasn't happened.
This is Lydia.
Teresa.
Okay, Lydia? Lydia and then Teresa?
Yeah, okay. So the bylaws say that it's up to the full board. So, but I think more pressing is, are we all agreed that the meeting is the next meeting is in LA? I mean, that's what I've been told, but is that the next station
that's
in rotation?
That's the next one on the schedule, yes.
Okay.
Right, that's the next one in sequence.
Okay, so then the board would have to decide whether it's late January or early February, because as a director from KPFK, that's not much time because we don't, you know, we have the holidays.
Exactly.
Interfering in between to find a hotel in LA is very difficult, but one that's modest and good.
Okay. Well, you know, the January 1st.
So can we put it on the earliest agenda possible?
Okay, January 1st is a Sunday. I mean, is it a real problem for all the delegate assemblies to meet sometime that first week or even the second week?
I'm next on the staff.
Of January?
It never used to be, so I don't know what's happened since.
I'm next on the
Teresa?
Staff. I say we have all of the, well, we don't have W represented here, but I think we need to make it clear that the LSBs need to meet the first week in January and pick directors. And if they're smart, then they'll schedule the next meeting in late January to pick, you know, committee members if they want. But they need to hold a meeting in the first of January. They're crazy not to. We've been doing it, and we don't have a problem. We have our directors right up front.
I agree.
Yeah, we always have two meetings in January. We have a delegates meeting the first week, usually to pick the directors, and then we have a LSB meeting the second or third week to do other stuff, like Teresa mentioned.
I have a question.
I'll be happy to send an email to the WPFW people reminding them to do that.
Okay, Nia?
Yeah.
Summer to
Okay.
I don't want you guys to think that I'm the standing rule queen tonight, but since there is no election this year, and everybody knows their members of their board, is there a way that we could have them elect their directors in December? I never understood this rule about having them seated in December, and then you have the directors in January. Well, supposedly because they're new members and people want to get to know them and who they're voting for. But that's not the case for this year.
That's
what the bylaws say, though. I agree it makes more sense, but I'm sorry, Summer and then Lydia?
I know what the bylaws say. I mean,
well, then Let's not waste time.
Excuse me?
Well, Summer's next.
Yeah, go ahead, Summer.
I tend to agree with Arlene about having the meeting, the actual in-person meeting, scheduled at the beginning of February, just because there are sometimes stray ends on getting these delegates picked. So not that everyone shouldn't stick to the schedule, but I think being realistic, of course, this is something that would have to be voted upon by the whole board, but it might be just more feasible to have it in the first week of February rather than the last week of January, and that might make life easier. Yet another bylaws amendment for next year, maybe. But anyway, maybe we should take this up in front of the full board just to take a vote on that.
Okay, assuming we can actually get to that item on the agenda. Lydia?
Yes, Lydia? I would recommend that between that our meetings this month, I don't know how many LSB meetings are left. We have one at K on Wednesday to see if we can all move on our LSBs to schedule that meeting early in January, as Teresa recommended. And if that's not possible, then to consider the February. But I agree with Nia that this isn't like you're just bringing in new people. The board may not be radically different from this year. And I think that unless we have a board that absolutely cannot meet in early January, then I think we should just stick to our schedule as the bylaws prescribe. We always seem to get a late start. This year we got such a late start with getting our committees in order, which haven't worked that well yet, and so forth. So I say, let's see if we can all report in. We only have one station missing. So let's all, on the coordinating, make that effort and report back by email.
Okay.
Is that a motion?
And just looking at the dates.
That's a motion.
Okay, can you please repeat it then? I'm sorry.
I move that all members of the coordinating committee move on their LSBs to hold their LSB, their delegate meetings in January in the first week, if possible, and report back to the coordinating committee, which will affect the scheduling of the PMB either in late January or in early February.
I'll wait until Teresa gets that written to read it back.
Okay, let me read this back. Lydia Brazon moved that all members of the coordinating committees have delegate meetings in early January to select directors and report back to the coordinating committee.
That they move at the local station board to have the early January meeting.
Lydia Brazon moved that all members of the coordinating committee move to have their move. What's the verb there?
Move to schedule the delegates' meeting to elect directors to the PMB in the first week of January, if possible. I'm going to reword it and cut off the rest. That'll make it simple.
In the first week? Did you say first week?
That's correct.
Okay. Of January, if possible.
Period. Just end it there.
And you will say something about reporting back to coordinating committee or not? Or we assume that we can get that information.
Yeah.
Well, select directors.
Yes.
Okay. Brazon moved that all members of the coordinating committee move to schedule
their delegate assemblies to elect directors.
To elect directors to the PNB in the first week of January, if possible.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, then that motion's approved. Thank you. And do we want to go ahead and, when, Arlene, when do we need to set the date for the in-person meeting? By the PNB meeting next month? November 10th?
The sooner the better. Los Angeles needs time to find space, both meeting space and lodging space, as well as to deal with an efficient way to handle meals and other things. So, and we're going into the holiday period, so it's not that there's an absolute deadline as to when we need to, but there's also a time factor involved in terms of getting decent rates on housing, et cetera.
So this is okay. Lydia, and I move that we put it on the November 10th agenda.
Okay. And
The people making holiday plans in between. And the other thing to decide, is this a three-day meeting? And if so, is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday? We need to know exactly, what the schedule is going to be.
Good point. I suggest we go ahead and tell people we're going to plan to schedule it on Friday the January 27th through Monday the 30th. We could already tell people we're going to put that on the agenda for the November meeting, but people could already be thinking about it and put it on their calendars. Does that make sense?
So you're proposing that we have our meeting on.
So last weekend in January for 4 days, Friday through Monday. That did save money. And considering we were so far behind on things on the agenda and haven't had as many in-person meetings, I think 4 days would help again.
Bill, when is the next coordinating committee meeting? Is it the 3rd?
Let me go back and look. November 30th.
November 30th?
Yes.
That's the coordinating committee. Not the
coordinating committee.
But November 10th is the PNB meeting?
Yes.
Lydia, point of information, were you suggesting that we put the discussion of the date of the PNB meeting on November 10th agenda?
Yeah, maybe we should take a vote on it now. I was going to say pending scheduling of the LSC meeting, yes, of the delegate assembly, yes.
Okay, let me read this. Brazon moved to put the date of the PNB face-to-face meeting on the November 10th agenda. And Bill, you said something about some dates, and I don't know whether that's an amendment or what you're trying to do.
Yeah, that's an amendment, and I think we should just vote on it. I don't have an objection.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Lydia's motion. I just was being more specific. We need to pick the date, and that the dates I'm proposing are January 27th through the 30th. If the PNB wants to pick a different date the following weekend, that's probably okay. But that way, I'd like to get them to be thinking about it before November 10th.
Yeah, why don't we take a vote on it, see if we can recommend it at the November 10th meeting.
Okay, then could I get on the stack?
Okay, yeah, Teresa.
I would suggest that we try for the first weekend in February.
Okay. You're assuming that some of the delegate assemblies won't meet in the first or second week in January, or just need more time, or
yes,
what?
I'm just saying that the airlines want two weeks, and if the LSBs for some reason drag their feet, then we're awfully close to the 2 week deadline getting tickets.
Okay. Other people want to comment?
I don't know if you said it. Does Arlene want to comment? I'm just doing a real quick search to see if there's much difference in airfares across the country the last week of January versus the first week of February.
Oh, bless your heart, Arlene. You're amazing.
Okay.
So,
well, we don't have to really decide for sure until November 10th, but if we have something to propose, then people will know what to be thinking about.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
If I can just recap. We already voted that we're going to go to our delegate assemblies, to our LSVs, and recommend that we have the meeting in early January. So my motion was that we put this on the agenda with Bill's dates in January, pending our feedback from our delegate assembly. So by November 10th, I think that we should know whether it's feasible for all of the delegate assemblies to meet in early January. I don't think there's going to be much change on this board. We're in a unique situation. That'll be different from the following year. But right now, I think this should be an easy thing. Everyone on this board right now knows that they have to make their reservations immediately. So my motion is pending whether those assemblies can be scheduled in early January, and then we can move it to February if not. But, you know, if we can comply with the bylaws without a big to-do about it being in violation of bylaws, I think it would be a simple thing, but unless they can't meet.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I agree.
So, Lydia Brisson, the first... So if I understand this correctly, first, Lydia Brisson moved that all members of the coordinating committee move to schedule their delegate assemblies to elect directors to the PNB in the first week of January, if possible.
Yeah, that passed already. We're on a different motion now.
And then the second one, you move to put the date of the PNB face-to-face meeting on the November 10th agenda, pending what? There's some pending.
Pending the report back on the scheduling of the LSB delegate assemblies. In other words, the date is pending, but I embrace Bill's date so that pending stuff can come after that if you want. If it makes more sense. Bill, help out here.
So you move to put the date of the PNB face-to-face meeting on November 10th. 10th agenda with a face-to-face meeting. Well, where are you going to put the date in there here? I'm sorry. Move to put the date of the date, and I'll put in parentheses January 27 through what? Monday or Sunday or what?
Right, through Monday.
Monday the 30th.
Right. And then put pending the scheduling of the LSB delegate assemblies. That's all you have to put there. We can explain it at the November 10th meeting that we all checked and they're scheduled or they're not.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're asking me to delete from what...
Nothing.
Okay, this is what I've got then. Brisson moved to put the date, January 27th through 30, of the PNB face-to-face meeting on the November 10th agenda, pending the report back on the scheduling of the LSB delegate assemblies. Is that it?
That's correct.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I do kind of prefer a February meeting, but I guess you're suggesting that it might change.
It might change if we don't get those dates from the assemblies.
All right. Thank you for your patience.
If something would pass this, I'll be glad to send a note out to all the LSB chairs asking them to go ahead and at their next meeting to schedule a date for their delegate assembly.
Oh, that
was
great.
Let me, because they should go do that now. Let me ask you though. Darlene. You know, I also sent a note out a few weeks ago asking all of them to schedule a meeting in December for the bylaws amendments. Have all of them done that? I mean, ours did. I don't know if there are other LSPs that have done that. That was KPFK?
Yes, that was KPFK.
Okay. Have the others scheduled a delegates meeting in December yet to vote on the bylaws? Sounds like we have three of them that probably need to do that. Okay.
I'm WBAI. Our normal meeting is the second Wednesday of every month. So I guess that was something.
Right, but it has to be noticed as a delegate assembly meeting, not just an LSC meeting.
Yeah, we scheduled the second.
You can have both the same night. Like Kay is going to have both the same night. They're going to have a delegate assembly first. Then we will adjourn. Then we will convene the LSC meeting. But it's really important to notice it properly.
Right. And we scheduled just the two meetings in December because we're assuming we're going to need more time with election of officers and whatever else we have to do. Okay. I'll send a note out, assuming we pass this tonight.
Explaining it. Yeah.
Both. Okay. Are there any objections to Lydia's motion? Okay. Hearing none, then that's approved. Are we done talking about all the upcoming meetings?
Let me ask again. It seems like Arlene mentioned something that needed to be put on an agenda or something. Arlene, do you remember if we've covered it?
I don't remember anything else, but I was trying to chime in and say that it looks like the last week in January is quite a bit cheaper for flying than the first week of February, at least at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right now, if we fly on that Thursday, there are a lot of $125 Southwest fares from the West Coast, from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Wow.
And return fares of $189, and some $125 return fares. So, in fact, $125 definitely some. So there's a possibility of getting people back and forth for maybe $300 and under.
Okay. Well, we'll have some more information by the 10th, and everybody can start thinking about that.
Of course, there's change every time we turn around, so that doesn't mean much.
Yeah. And I assume by that time of year, it's also still less expensive to fly back on Monday night than Sunday night?
It looked like it when I brought it up, yes. The Monday night, the Sundays were running from around 200 up. Monday, there were some at 125.
Yeah. I remember checking last meeting, it looked like it would be possibly even more than pay for the extra hotel room night. Okay, Summer?
Yeah, from having gone over this numerous times, it's almost always cheaper to fly back on a Monday. They charge you more for flying on the weekend because people come back on weekends and go out on weekends. So
Saturdays tend to be cheap too, but
yeah, Fridays and Sundays are always more expensive.
Okay. All right. So are we done with all the meeting dates? Thank you for your patience on that. Now, was there any other new business? I think we took care of Teresa's motion or concern already when we were discussing how to get through the action items. This is one for me. I need to remind the LSB chairs about scheduling delegate meetings in December for the bylaws and also early January for the electing directors. What else do you have any action items, Teresa?
Notice the working committee on the special issue motions.
Oh, right. Good. Thank you. Okay. So you'll send the note out to all of the committee about that.
Right.
Okay. Is there any other action items? Teresa's going to work on the minutes. I'm going to work on last meeting's minutes. Other things?
I've already sent out a letter to Ursula about affiliates, and I will also send an email to WPFW about there were two things. A special meeting in early January, and what was the other meeting needed to remind him of?
Well, the December meeting on the bylaws.
Yes, December.
Our already notified them, but I didn't get any responses back from any of them, so I don't know if they've scheduled them or not, other than I guess KBFK and KPFT have. But
I think I need to send it to Jane Gatewood.
She's the secretary, I believe, now I found out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The WPFW, okay. Well, the chairs ought to, but send it to both. They have a new chair at WPFW also, LSP chair.
Oh, that's true. Well, I'll tell you what, let's you and I talk about that to make sure that we have all of that.
Okay. Any other action items? Guess we got all that. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And the next meeting date for the coordinating committee, are we still okay with Wednesday, November 30th? That will be before those two meetings in December. That's only one day before the first of them. What is that? We'll need to get the agenda out before that.
I'm sorry. What's your question?
Well, a long time ago, we scheduled the November coordinating committee meeting for the last Wednesday in November, November 30th. But now we have a PNB meeting scheduled the next day, December 1st, because it's December 8th. So I'm wondering, do we need to move that coordinating committee up and somehow avoid the Thanksgiving rush?
This is Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
Yeah, I think it would make sense maybe to move it up the week before Thanksgiving, frankly. Yeah, so it's sufficiently in advance of that December 1st meeting.
Yeah, well, there's nothing on Tuesday that week yet. There's nothing scheduled on the 22nd, which is Tuesday.
Let me ask you a question. Oh, I have a question.
Yeah, Teresa?
Is the December 1st meeting a special meeting?
Yes.
It is.
It'll be to discuss bylaws, but maybe other things. We could add, if we get through all the bylaws, we could go into other items.
Bill, we'll have to check. I think I know when the directors moved, I think we called for a special meeting, but I'm not sure.
Okay. But, I mean, as long as we get to that first, I don't think there'd be a problem to do other things as long as it's noticed.
Summer to the stack?
Yeah, Summer.
Well, they're all special meetings. That's the whole point with all these telephone meetings. They're all special. So with schedules and stuff, that's, like Bill said, that's noticed for after the bylaws, that's fine. I don't think we should be having a coordinating committee, you know, a day before a meeting, nor do I think we should have something that's scrunched up against, you know, Thanksgiving. What day is Thanksgiving? I'm driving, so I have no idea right at the moment.
The 24th.
The 24th. Well, I don't think
24th.
I personally don't very considerate to have a meeting on the 22nd since lots of people will be traveling that week.
That's why we did it on the 30th.
Yeah, no, I know, and now we have a special meeting scheduled for. So I don't know if we want to do it the week before, you know, I mean, a lot of this, again, will just be the agenda that's continuing for the next meeting. So is there anything scheduled on the 15th?
The 15th is finance. The 16th, 17th, and 18th are free. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the week before Thanksgiving.
Maybe we could grab one of those.
Anybody have a problem with any of those days, the 16th, 17th, or 18th?
The 15th and 16th are the Pacifica Archives Pledge Drive, if that's any problem.
Probably wouldn't affect this committee.
So are you saying that right now we have no coordinating committee meeting planned between now and November the 30th? Or is there another
that's
one?
That's correct. No, that's the next one, November 30th.
Why don't we take the Thursday before Thanksgiving?
I second that.
17th?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Because that way we're not in the middle of holiday travel, but we have it, you know, it's a couple weeks in advance. It gives us a meeting about a month.
Is that a problem for anybody?
I'm going to look at, is anybody looking at KPFTX?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. There's nothing on the 16th, 17th, or 18th.
Okay. It might be a little bit of a challenge because I'm going to be on the road on the 17th, but don't stop this meeting for that reason.
Okay.
This is Tracy. So we're talking January 16, 17, 18?
No.
No, this is November for the coordinating committee.
Oh, sorry. I was off the call for a second. Forget about it.
Sorry, yeah. Okay. We're trying to move it up from November 30th, which is the day before the December 1st P&B meeting, and avoid Thanksgiving. So Summer suggested Thursday, November 17th. Are there any objections to that date? Don't hear any. So,
no.
Okay, I'll go ahead and that's an action item for me, too. I'll put that on the calendar.
Thursday, November 17th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay?
Okay.
Read ahead, Golden. So you'll need to take it off. November
30th. Right. I'll just delete it. And if you cancel it, it shows up in gold, and that confuses people. But it's far enough in advance, I think we can just delete it. And I'll move it up to the 17th. Reschedule it then. Okay, I think we're done for tonight, unless anybody else has anything. Sorry it took so long, but I think we had some good discussions. Appreciate that from everyone. And I encourage all of you to talk to your colleagues from your station, the other directors, and let's see if we can encourage everybody to time on discussion of everything and avoid extending time so much.
Let's get the let's get these bylaws amendments discussed, passed.
Well, that's December.
Well, I think we needed to start discussing it now because last year we didn't get 3 out of 5 because I think that some of our LSBs didn't do their work they needed to do.
Well, we can do that outside the meeting.
Am I wrong?
Well, this is Tracy. I'll speak for my own LSB, which is that it refused. I don't quite remember why, some long conversation about how the PNB was not the boss of them or something. So, I don't know how it's going to go this year, but I did send all of the bylaws amendments well in advance in the hopes of a better process. So, they have them.
Last year, WPFW all did meet. They voted on them, and KPFT did. None of the others did. None of the others even met.
Bad.
So we'll do better this year, I hope.
Yeah, my guess is that they will meet this year and deal with them, at least speaking for my own single area. I think it will happen in December.
Yeah. Okay, so are we done?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you all.
And we'll talk to you all morning, or Saturday, well, whenever it is, for the PNB meeting, 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay. 1 Eastern. All right. Thank you, then. And we're going to start with executive session.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And we're not having an executive session here tonight, right? We decided we didn't need that.
Right.
Okay. Well, is there a motion to adjourn?
You got one.
Did Arlene agree that we don't need the executive session tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. If you have any suggestions, email them to her for the report. Okay, well, I guess we're adjourned if there's no objections.
All right.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bill.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.